for tax credits and another one just be for other utilities or whatever.
Something.
Might as well put two in.
You never know.
Let's see.
Bidding out a pole barn, then it's going to be down on Rudder Lane or county equipment, and I'll probably be under construction this summer.
And the budget proposal is money for upgrading the taxiway lights that are on taxiway A down along that stretch, on the runway side, because we've got that same problem with direct buried cables and transformers that are falling apart. So we'll upgrade all those lights.
And concrete replacement?
We've got money proposed in the budget. Probably, I think we're going to do half of the concrete ramp out here to get that patched and fixed and taken care of.
Talking about where the tie downs are?
Concrete tie downs. The problem with that area is you can't just go in and overlay it because of the way it drains into that trench drain that's there. You kind of have to just fix the concrete the way where it is.
Stormwater.
And we've got some stormwater improvements. It'll probably be more in the industrial park.
But I mean, you just completed.
Right, that Rudder Lane, that project is complete. We're kind of waiting for the grass to grow. And but if you've seen the Grand Canyon we got out there, we shouldn't have any problems with drainage out there anymore. Go ahead.
No, you go, yeah.
Well, I was going to say Del Tech is also moving ahead with their power plant program, designing a building that's going to go where we keep putting generators out there in the field on that lot. Depending on who you talk to, it's going to be done by the 1st of October, but
that's a lot, right? The grass lot that's, I guess, next to, I guess, would be the south side of the old terminal building?
No.
Different.
It's over.
Is there the other side of the?
The other side of Rudder Lane, where the solar field is, and then you'll have the Del Tech building, and then beyond that will be the pole barn that Mike just told you about. So we're filling that up pretty quick, and we're not going to make the Wings and Wheels people very happy because that's all their VIP parking. So
don't bother me.
Losing a lot of that.
Hmm? You're not VIP?
Well,
don't answer that.
And is there any other projects that I missed?
I was just wondering. Only thing is, why don't we got all that equipment here on the airport? Why don't we locate and dig up all the old airplanes that's supposedly buried here?
Oh, we're going to hit them eventually. We hit a tower footing out here digging the swale for the Rudder Lane project. And talking to my friend that used to work at All American Engineering, he said the way they did that back then was, the 4x4, I-beams basically that they just built the tower out of and then poured concrete into it. So, and they did, I think, 12 feet deep. So these are pretty serious stuff out here, but we'll hit those airplanes eventually.
Do you have any idea where they are?
No.
I've heard a couple people say they're up here around, turned around. The state police hangar, just beyond state police hangar, there's two different old-timers that told me that's where they saw them buried.
Yeah, that's kind of where we
expect. The only problem is, it's Navy. Navy never gives up ownership of an airplane. You dig them up, they'll come arrest you for stealing. It's happened. It actually happened. Yeah. There was a recovery team raised an F-4F out of Lake Michigan, and it wasn't 48 hours before they were in handcuffs and in jail for stealing government property.
Well, Jim,
Navy had no
project for yourself. Yeah. There.
Sorry. Well, before I steal it, I'll get my mask and little burglar hat.
All right. Anything about the extra other additional 500 feet to make 1,000 feet? Is that not open for discussion at this time?
We're waiting on DelDOT to tell us when they're going to move the road, basically. And that'll get things started. But there's enough overlap or enough time while they're doing that for us to get into gear with design and environmental assessments and all that.
DelDOT was supposed to request money in this year's bond bill to initiate that process.
And we had a promising meeting with them a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. just to talk schedule.
Yep.